incoming message.
Listen, I'm all for self-love. I am. I mean, I light my candles, I do my mirror affirmations. You are worthy. You are radiant. You will not text that guy. You know, the usual. But lately, I've been wondering, when did self-love turn into I'm the main character and everyone else is a poorly written side plot? You know, there's a difference between loving yourself and being unable to stop watching your own Instagram story on a loop like it's the season finale of your favorite show. Self-love is healthy. Self-obsession is a red flag, wearing a face mask, and calling it skincare. So let's break it down, shall we? Self-love says, I am enough. Narcissism says, I am more than enough. In fact, I'm the blueprint. And you, you're welcome to bask in my glow. And before you come at me with your moonstone collection, let me just say this. As a life strategist who traffics in personal development, I get the appeal. I do. We've been told to love ourselves after generations of being told that we were not good enough. But balance matters. Real self-love includes accountability. It means loving yourself enough to admit when you were wrong, not gaslighting your barista because they spelled your name Katie with a Y instead of Katie with an IE. And here's the twist. True self-love actually makes you more connected to other people, not less. It makes you generous, present, and compassionate. Not, I can't make your birthday because I'm deep healing in Tulum. That level of self-involvement. So by all means, love yourself. Take that bath. Set the boundary. Post that selfie. But remember, you're not the sun. We're all stars in this galaxy. Shine bright, but don't block out everyone else's light while you do it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go sage my ego.